Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Robert J. Fisher, CFP, Certified Financial Planner, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, the purveyor of the website, Virginia Thinking Institute. Did I say that right?
Yes.
VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com or .org?
Correct, .com.
.com. All right, so check that out. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were just talking about concept extraction as a way to create new ideas for your business. You also have another approach you call provocation.
Correct.
Another tool to use to create ideas. Tell us about that.
Well, what provocation does is it disrupts our normal thinking patterns so that we can see new ideas. And remember, again, if we're going to sit down for 15 minutes with no interruptions and say, the whole reason I'm here for this next 15 minutes once a week is I just want to generate a whole bunch of ideas, and I'm going to keep a notebook to see which one of these later I want to employ for my business. So with provocation, you say something totally outlandish just to see where it leads you.
What if we hired a contractor to be our sales force? That's pretty outrageous.
I want to be even more outrageous. I want to be incredibly outrageous.
What if we only opened up at midnight or whatever? Something ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take that one and run with it. What if we only opened up at midnight? We're only open from midnight to 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stick with our hardware store. What would that lead to? Well, there'd be a lot fewer people shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So when people shopped, they probably want to be looking to buy a lot of stuff. They would probably want to get in there and buy a lot of stuff and then get out, because they didn't want to get up at midnight.
And we're being silly here, folks. I was being silly. Bob's being silly. But what you're saying is this is the kind of get out of the box, take the blinders off thinking that could possibly lead to some truths that could help you save money, make more money, and serve customers better.
Now, here's one idea that comes from this. Okay, we're only going to be open from midnight to 8 a.m. So what that means is that the only people are going to be shopping there are the people that want to avoid the crowds. They want to get in and get what they need, or maybe they need extra attention, and there's nobody around, so they're going to be able to get whatever they need.
Yeah.
The other thing is they're probably going to be buying a lot, because they're not going to be coming in at 2 a.m. to buy a hammer. You know, they're going to buy a lot of stuff. Now, an idea that pops out from that is, what if we did have a restricted time for only certain people to come in, where they would get, and these would be some of our most valuable customers, mm-hmm. where they would get an extraordinary amount of attention.
Right.
That's an idea that comes out of your crazy idea.
One of my friends has a business that literally tonight, he's having a VIP showing just for certain of his special customers.
Yes.
And you can only go there if you have an invitation that he sent you.
Yes. Now, there's other ideas that they come from this, because what happens is, well, there are only special people that are going to work from midnight to 8 a.m. So what that not sure where that'll take us, but mm-hmm. but it has to do with the types of people we hire. Are there certain special people that there's certain benefits to hiring those people?
So in your ideation, folks, as you think about how do we shake off the moss? How do we get ourselves out of a rut? How do we think outside our four walls? How do we get ourselves to 10,000 feet so we can look around? Think about the different ways of forcing ideas out of your people, whether it be extracting from concepts or whether it be being outrageous, being provocative, whatever it takes. Allow that to happen. Allow your people to be creative, to be innovative. Don't judge any ideas that they might have. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com, right?
Yes, in the books, the Naked Portfolio Manager, and there's not much more provocative than a Naked Portfolio Manager.
That's exactly right. Thanks for that visual there, Bob. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.